with my pants behind me. I got a smile for everyone I meet. As long as you don't tie dragging my bag or dropping a bomb on my street. Now come on, baby. Or get in the road. Come on now. In the middle of the road, yeah. Middle of the road, you see the darndest things, like fat guys driving round in jeeps through the city, wearing big diamond rings and silk suits, past corrugated tin shacks full of cancer. Man, I don't mean a Hampstead nursery. When you own a big chunk of the bloody third world, the babies just come with the scenery. Now come on, baby, get in the road. Come on now. Tell the sand. I can't get from the cab to the curb without some little jerk on my back. Don't harass me, can't you tell? I'm going home, I'm tired of still. I'm not the cat I used to be. I got a kid, I'm 33, baby. Get in the road. Come on now. In the middle of the road, yeah. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, it feels real good at 125 degrees outside, and I'm high atop the 44th floor. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show, a little show I've put together called Rockin' the Desert. That's right, a few weeks back, it was Desert Fest. Speech Impediment Man and myself went out there, set up camp, and did the Rockin' Comedy Show. We weren't quite sure what was going to happen because it was unscripted and unrehearsed. A lot of people were there. They were watching us do the show. A lot of people came up and had feedback. We had a great time. And now it's our time to share the show with you. Again, this is a very special edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show, something we like to call Rockin' the Fest. Now, before we get into the show, we are going to start with a song by a group that has helped keep the fest alive. Here is Forbidden Zone.
And we're having a good time live from Barstow, California. It's a Desert Fest. All the peanut gallery is here. All the madness of Dynamite.
Actually, there's four
people.
Yeah, well, that's all my listeners. They all came out.
That's fantastic. Jay,
it's radio. I'm trying to act like you have a fucking audience.
Why pretend? I've never had one before.
I don't know. Maybe someone out there may be listening, and I might want to give them that impression. You know what the fuck you're doing!
I have a pretty good idea.
Okay, then why tell people you only have four people in your audience?
One, two, three, four.
They're on stage.
They're here live in the studio.
This is one
people
hell of a
are
studio.
Listening all over the country. They're waiting on every word that me and you say. They may not give a fuck about you, but everyone loves me, Jay, and I know it. So don't give me any of your crap. Yeah. What do you guys say about that, Jay?
Speech is available tonight for all charitable fucks. So if anybody cannot get laid, please come speech. He is accepting applications as we speak. So if you're really horny or just feel sad for the man, be his charitable fuck.
Well,
come apply tonight.
I'm
before 8 p.m. because that's usually about when he passes out.
I got nothing.
And girls, he's hung like a Tic Tac.
But I got a tongue like a kimono dragon.
But usually you don't get that far because you pass out.
Oh, Jay, you are so funny.
And if you guys are as lucky as we are to watch him stumble out of that van in the morning, it's a sight, ladies. He's a real win. He is a fucking catch.
And, that's right, ladies.
And ladies, blue fucking tights. That's
and
all I can say.
That's
blue
right.
Tights.
And if you want a charity fuck, all you have to do, the price of a missing is one Coors Light beer.
Warm.
Or Captain Morgan and Coke.
Warm, already open, and almost gone. That'll also get you a charitable fuck from Speech Impediment Man.
That's right. Now, let's talk about more important things. Where is fucking Gargoyle Boy? I need a fucking bartender. Now, if there's any chicks out there in the audience that want to be my bartender, then I could abide you in a charity fuck.
I should have stopped and thought about this when they said, how many mics do you really need? One. Speech.
One. Then they can hear you, because you know everyone wants to hear me.
They can't hear me anyway, Speech.
Well, just change it to
your
Speech
bartender,
Man show.
Your bartender, of course, got frightened because you threatened that he was going to have to wear a red G-string.
Well,
you inserted a dildo up his anus so far it was going to come out his right ear, I believe, is what you
well,
said.
Well, he welched on a bet about, what, 3 years ago? He was
and you're still holding a grudge for
I do.
A 19-year-old kid that didn't give you a lap
motherfucker.
Dance.
I am. I'm a vandenev.
He was 19 years old, male, and was giving you a lap dance, and you're upset about it. Stuart.
I wanted to
can you replace Gargoyle
lesson.
Boy and give this gentleman a lap dance so he'll shut up?
Oh, that is disgusting, Stuart. But no, we're out here at Desert Fest. I'm having a great time. I don't know about you, Jay. It's fantastic out here.
I don't know what he was doing over there, but it didn't look interesting at all. Sorry.
Well,
for those
was,
listening at home,
he was pulling down his pants and showing
his quite impressive.
His
he just
hat.
Pulled a portable camera out of his ass, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that missed it. That was pretty cool.
But no, we have yeah, four people in the audience.
So, yes, Speech is looking for a... Speech Impediment Man is in need of a bartender. And in just a few minutes, you'll know why. He'll stumble out of chairs. His speech will get better. Alcohol on speech does have the opposite effect.
I'm just trying to keep this show rolling.
We're also going to be doing a belch contest today, so we want people to sign up for that.
Belch contest.
Mainly women. We want women to come and belch for us because we're pigs.
Yeah. Everyone likes belching.
Well, we can, if you want to fart for us, that's cool too.
Farting, belching, it's all good.
But the criteria is your ass has to speak words like squirrel or things like that. It needs to sound like it's speaking to us. Like, if there's a girl that can fart charitable fuck, you win. That would be awesome.
She gets my vote.
That would be cool. To hear a woman fart charitable fuck.
It would.
That would be cool.
I'm up for that.
So this is Desert Fest 2007. We have a shitload of bands playing tonight.
How many bands do we have? We have.
I just said a shitload,
42?
Speech. Are we on the same page? Shitload.
Yeah.
It's about this much.
She wants to know how many of this.
Well, you'll find out later how much a shitload is.
Oh, 42?
What?
42. Five?
It's 27 pounds. 26. That equals a shitload.
No, wait. Who do we have? Monkey's uncle?
They're not playing.
Who's playing? Head Cheese used to play. But
yeah, they used to play.
Used to.
But they wised up, and they don't want to play in the heat anymore, and they're all old.
Well, part of them became Monkey's uncle.
Just wanted to get their attention out there, but they're not listening. It's just like doing my show back in Vegas. They're not listening. It's cool.
Well, we're having a good time.
Dino Mike is here. Let's bring Dino Mike up. Dino Mike. He's here to perform tonight from his new CD, Comedy Kazi.
He's wearing a superhero shirt.
Yeah.
And a Playboy bunny hat. We are very professional here at the Desert.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Excellent.
How's it going, Dino Mike?
Going super. How are you, Speech?
Great. Having a good time and stuff.
I'm glad.
Now, you came all the way.
I just want to let you know he has sold 3 CDs out of his new CD.
Well,
the others he's had to give away.
Unfortunately.
Well, there's 3 more than I have sold. So. You're on your way, Dino Mike.
It's also 1 more than you have.
There it is.
It's 3 more than he'll ever have.
Oh, let's move this interview along.
So this is your, I don't know, 4th or 5th Desert Fest?
Yeah, something like that. It's been a few.
A few. I'd like to point out right now that Dino Mike is drinking water. Pussy.
What?
Pussy.
Look,
if I give you a beer right now.
He has a Coors Light.
Uh-huh.
Paul's got a Coors Light.
Uh-huh.
Who gives a shit about Krista, what she's drinking? That's knee pad girl over there.
We'll talk to her later on and find out why
we call her knee pad girl.
I drank several beers. I just had water.
I have not seen you drink a beer all day. So why don't we get a beer bong and catch you up?
No.
Come on.
No.
I'll do one if you do one.
Well, that's a big one.
We'll have a battle of the superheroes. Mr. 3D Man.
He's calling you out.
He is calling me out.
I am calling you out. What are you going to do, bitch? I'm the one that's calling you out.
Yeah, well, what are you calling me out to do?
To do a beer bong. What do you think?
As long as I get my beer, we'll do it.
Okay.
That's fine. All right, well, we set up the beer bong competition with Speech and Dino Mike. We got a song. Speech has been singing this one all day, so if you guys thought he made it up, he did not. It is actually a real song called She Has Gone Back to Whoring.
She's Gone Back to Whoring. She's gone back to whoring. That's what I heard. She's somewhere snoring with some old rich bird. You know the things that I gave her must have got kind of boring. Last that I heard, she done
gone back to whoring. She's gone back to whoring. This ain't her first rodeo. She's making a fortune. Screwing dudes she don't know. I asked her, she told me, darling, it's my job to suck the chrome off a trailer hitch and suck the corn off a cob. She done gone back to whoring. This ain't her first time. I got some loving when I'm down to my last dime. She looked like an angel, but my life's a wreck. I'd go from hell straight to heaven. She'd take a check. She's gone back to whoring. She's a good girl. She got fishnet hose and too much Jerry curl. I miss her when I'm lonesome, when I'm horny real bad. She ain't too cheap, Lord, but she's the best that I've had. She's gone back to whoring.
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
She's gone back to whoring. The only one she will not do is speech impediment man. That's right, she won't take a chance. All right, so Dino Mike, speech impediment man, beer bong time. Who's going first? Dino Mike, we need to catch you up. All I've seen you is drink water today. And now he's drinking a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Dino Mike drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade. That makes a lot of sense.
Wait a minute. It's beer bong.
You're not, your mic's not on because you're supposed to be over there. So that's why it's not working. All right. We're going to... No, you don't put your ear up to it, Mike. You put your mouth up to it. There you go.
All right.
We're doing it. We're gonna count it down. 3, 2... One. I think speech might be able to do it faster. Wow, that was pretty impressive, Mike.
Yeah, but that's Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Well, let's see how much you get nut on your fucking shirt.
He's called you out now.
Yeah,
let's see if you come out of this competition dry, speech. Then he's going to say, my tongue got in the way, and it's going to be a mess, so... As speech puts his dirty finger in the beer bong to stir it up, God knows where that fucking finger's been. Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to see why he's called Speech Impediment Man, because he can suck like you wouldn't believe. Wow.
That's a new record.
Well, we didn't even do the countdown, so you got to do it again. Wait a minute. We didn't do the countdown. He's got to do it again. That's right. One more, because he cheated. Well, we're getting close to your bedtime. That's why we're trying to get this done before you pass out.
Had a hold of there for show at least for a minute.
People want pictures for the websites and stuff. That should be another contest today. Who could outdrink Speech Impediment Man? Nobody, except for Lizard Boy, but he doesn't want to come to Desert Fest anymore. Wow. Wow. Yeah. He got more on his shirt than he did in his fucking mouth.
Yeah, but it doesn't count. You didn't count down.
Oh, so we have to do it again. We have to do it again. Here we go. No, you're doing it one more time. Yeah. I guess Stuart's gonna do it this time. He'll do it for Speech. Watch this, Speech. Not a drop on this guy anywhere. Unlike you, now you smell like a brewery. Well, that's disgusting. He put his finger in his ear, then put it in the beer bong. God, that's nasty. And I claim this guy's my brother. It's disgusting. 3, 2, 1. I don't want to look at your ass, dude. Get that ass out of my face. Jesus Christ.
I'm tired of putting up with your sober ways. Tired of looking at you through an alcoholic haze. You better change. I'm begging you, please. 'Cause if you don't start drinking, I'm gonna leave. I wake up in the morning, I'm hungry to poop, but I get no sympathy, baby, you're too aloof. You better change. Yes, I'm begging you, please. 'Cause if you don't start drinking, I'm gonna leave. Budweiser, Budweiser, Miller Lite. Take a little hit, baby, it's alright. All a fella wants is company. Taste with me. Yeah, you say it's alright, baby, you don't care. But as soon as I indulge, I get that icy stare. You better change. I'm begging you, please. 'Cause if you don't start drinking, I'm gonna leave.
I'm gonna leave. Yes, if you don't start drinking, I'm gonna leave.
Yeah. bottles clanking, music on the jukebox and some dude singing, guitars drumming, everybody just a swaying, singing loud and proud on Saturday night. Singing loud and proud on Saturday night. Singing loud and proud on Saturday night. Singing loud and proud on Saturday.
All right, we got more happening here at the Rockin' Comedy Show coming up. There they are, the guys that rocked the Desert Fest last year, Zero Fingers, who will not be here this time because Samson, the drummer, decided it's better to live in North Carolina than come to the fest, so he moved a week before this weekend.
And I heard Samson got his hair cut.
Jesus.
And lost all his magical powers and can't fucking drum anymore. See, I keep up with these things. It can happen, Jay.
And will happen.
And it will. Hey, but hey, we got a lot of people out here doombugging and stuff. And we're having fun. We're rocking. And what do you think, Dino Mike? I pretty much kicked your ass on
you
that first
on
beer. What
here,
do you
buddy.
Think?
My mic working?
Yeah, your mic's working.
Mic's working? Yeah. You pretty much whooped my ass there, buddy. I can't even argue that.
Yeah, but on the second one, I cut in blue chow. I told you I'm a one-can dam.
On the second one?
Yeah, on the second one, I'm a one-shot guy.
I gotta
you know?
Say, dude, you were wearing a lot more of that
I
than
admit
I was.
It. I mean, once I let it go and spew, it's all over.
Oh,
I mean,
wait a minute. Breaking news. Rhonda here is going to do the beer bong.
Oh, nice.
Rhonda.
Let's give this a shot out woot, and see what woot, happens.
Rhonda.
On the count of three, Rhonda. Three, two, one. Oh, Zach, you're a very lucky guy. Look how she sucks
fucking
that down.
Bro.
Oh, wow. Mm. Fantastic. Now, can you belt for us?
Make somebody a happy man.
Come on, try.
Oh,
that was very disappointing.
That was.
Can you work on that and come back?
Yeah.
Thanks. That'd be awesome.
Go work on it. Have many more beers.
What was that? You want to get on the mic?
After chasing down those girls in the little dune buggy, one of them's going to come back later and go ahead and belch for you. So.
Fantastic. That's what we're liking. Paul, can you belch for us? Can you work
Paul,
on it?
Carpenter?
Can you work on it and then when you feel it, come up and let us know?
Nice.
I just haven't been the same since the crazy straw. Drinking beer incident.
That's right. We did a contest at Honest John's in Las Vegas.
I lost.
Where they had to drink out of a pitcher of beer with a crazy straw that was being held between two guys' legs.
Yeah.
Rhonda
nice.
Lost.
How many years ago was that?
That was about 5 years ago.
Yeah, six more. No.
Oh, about five, 6 years ago.
All I got to say is, get over it, bitch! Fuck! There's a time limit here. Let it go.
Okay, I'm gonna let it go.
All right, so Dino Mike, you have a new CD out. It's called Comedy Kazi.
Indeed it is.
You're here to promote it.
Sure.
Sell it. Throw it out into the crowd and maybe kill somebody and let's see some blood tonight.
Blood is awesome.
That would be cool.
What?
No, we don't want the blood from your urine. We want it from, you know, somebody.
Oh, of course. Someone's skull, of course, is the way to go.
So it's sort of a young, hip crowd. I'm thinking if I'm looking at your CD, track number 2 would probably be an appropriate song for this crowd.
That's the System of a Down parody,
It
right?
is the System of a Down parody.
Excellent.
Will you be performing it tonight?
Sadly, no, sir.
Why is that? Isn't a crowd worthy of this song live?
It is a request from your fan base. I think you owe it to him, Dino Mike.
I would totally do it if I even brought the track to do it. I didn't even bring it.
Are you saying...
Mike, you can lip sync. They'll never know. They're going to be drunk.
Just like Ashley
stoned out of their fucking mind. They'll be like, whoa, he's fucking great. Just stand up there and we'll play the CD. You won't even have to do nothing.
He has like 4 voices going at the same time.
That's right.
That's talent.
Well, just put an echo
Britney Spears lip syncs. You can do it too.
Totally.
We'll
can.
Give you the little headset.
Except I don't have jugs to divert your attention.
We'll give you some. We got some watermelon around here somewhere.
All right,
we can
work.
Put that
that'll
in
work,
your shirt.
Work.
So this is your System of the Down parody.
System of the Down parody.
What is this song title?
What I Do When I'm Bored.
Thank you.
the top of my lungs, so deep that feels bleeding. It will squeal the teal to sniff the toys and happy meals.
Fun around the airport screening, no one should get on this flight.
Wear bubble wrap for protection.
I guess it's better than what I could have done.
La 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 la. I'll find a midget to be my friend. Tickle him till he pees and put the footage on the internet. Make a fortress of pillows from every sofa in the house. Make an Ampa attack to get out of the day. Making flesh. Pretend to be an obstetrician.
I guess it's better than what I could have done.
La 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 la. Maya Kazoo and practices day and night. Tend to be gay and flirt to get my bill. Quadriplegics, they won't put up a fight. Give old men Viagra so they won't roll out of bed at night. Relax, let your chair recline. We live in a food last food nation. I can't, I have ADD. And now what should I do? This is why I do what I'm born. If you help me, I might be born. This is why I do what I'm born. This is why I do what I'm born. This is why I do what I'm born. Stealing corpses from the morgue, cause my bow of doll had just popped. Hitting on the homeless with no date intention. Find an avalancheria. Start swimming. Jesus is my salvation.
I guess it's better than what I could have done.
I could get myself stuck in a bottle of Vegemite. Sing a song about it and call myself Dynamite. Or to get more laughs, maybe I'll just swear a lot. Crap, why don't you just suck my...
What else is there to do? What else is there to do?
This is why I do what I'm born. Get my shit to the dollar store. This is why I do what I'm born. Throw my head to the freaking floor. This is why I do what I'm born. This is why I do what I'm born. This is why I do what I'm born. This is what I do when I'm born. This is what I do when I'm born. This is what I do when I'm born. What I do when I'm born. The God I've never born.
There it is from Dino Mike's latest CD, Comedy Kazi. They can pick that up through your website, CD Baby. Here at Desert Fest, hopefully.
Desert Fest, everyone buy several copies.
That's right. Thanks for talking without a mic.
All I gotta say is, wow, yeah. I am impressed.
Thanks.
Speech.
But.
Here we go.
You have to work on your beer bonging and quit drinking that fucking pussy drink, Mike's Hard Lemonade.
That's what we like to call bitch fuel.
What I like to call is it has more alcohol content than that Bud Light there in your hand, sir.
Oh, you are very scientific.
Yeah.
And here, out here at the Desert Fest, we really don't give a fuck.
You don't use words like percentage here.
That's right. That's right, Pa the Carpenter.
And at times, the effect can be frightening.
Let me ask you, Pa the Carpenter, when you're out on the job site and you're drinking a beer and another guy has a Mike Hard Lemonade, do you guys compare percentages? Fuck no! They drink to get fucked up! They're men! And I'm sorry, Mike's Hard Lemonade just don't cut it.
We have Tom right here next to us. Tom has taken on the torch to keep the Desert Fest alive. Yes. Say hi, Tom.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Waving on the radio does not work except for the blind. That's the only ones that saw it, my friends.
Tom's doing a great job. Set up our stage.
We put that stage together in 22 minutes, but for the average eye, it looked like 3 hours.
It looked like 3 hours to me. But.
What?
We have more festers rolling in right now.
More festers.
Getting ready for the fest.
Welcome, fellow festers.
Speaking of the fest and speaking of Tom and Linda, Forbidden Zone will be performing tonight.
Forbidden Zone.
And here they are for you.
Good times.
We'll be right back. insane?
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Diddle